Thank you for joining me today. I've been told that the mouth is a self-lubricating organ.
That's
interestingly, interestingly enough. Today I'm joined by my very good friend, Alyssa.
Hi, Louie.
What's up, man?
I am so excited to be here. I drove an hour and a half to hang out with you tonight, and it was well worth it.
That is, you live so far.
So far. I live in the cornfields.
Yeah, right in the middle of the corn.
Louie, I have a question for you, and this I wanted to catch you off guard, and this is going to set the precedent for the rest of our podcast.
Here we go.
Louie, what is up?
Oh, up? Up is a great story about a young Asian boy knocking on the door of an old man trying to earn a badge for his sash, and they go on an adventure of a lifetime.
Oh, I miss that punch. I used to get that every time I texted you. I would text you, and you'd always come back with that because you hated being asked what's up.
Yeah. Don't ask me what's up. That's up. That's my favorite Disney movie.
That made me cry in your living room.
It's a great movie. I can't believe we made it through an entire movie in my living room. I feel like we were so busy all the time.
Half the time we didn't, because I remember I was on Molly's back and we were trying to take stupid pictures, or we would get distracted and, I don't know, make food or end up outside or who knows what. We were always on the go.
That about sums it up. That was a good time. When did it... See, we were friends when we were little.
You were my friend when I had no friends, when nobody liked me.
And then you moved away. And then we were friends when we were older. And then we weren't again. Not weren't right. Friends, but then we weren't.
I moved back to the cornfields.
So then you moved again. And then we became friends again. Now we're just kind of long distance friends, but not really long distance, but just distanced friends.
I talk to you more than I talk to a lot of people that live by me, so.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah.
When it's warm outside, I usually text you every day.
Yeah, we started a goal there that we didn't. You guys called me out on that on your podcast with Brett, and now I have to run a 5K next year.
No, it's not next year. It's this year.
This year? It's 2021. That's right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I made Louie run a 5K and do a virtual 5K with me, and only one of us completed the 5K. It was not me.
Yeah. It was for the, what was the charity name?
Wounded Warriors.
The Wounded Warriors. Did they send you anything for running your 5K?
I think, I didn't get a shirt or anything. Did you get like a shirt or something? I got like a medal or something. Oh, he's fucking got his shirt on to show it off.
You didn't get anything?
Ooh, no,
I got a shirt for running that 5K.
I did not get a shirt, Louie.
I was...
They knew that I didn't run the 5K. They're like, this bitch did not run. We are tracking her phone, and she has not gone more than 12 feet in the last 3 months. She is not getting a shirt.
I was pretty dumb. I didn't know how to, like, I didn't know what it meant to run a virtual 5K. Like, I didn't post my time anywhere. I posted on Facebook for people to see, but I didn't know what to do with that information.
Yeah, you can post it somewhere on their website, but I just didn't follow through. I remember... I don't know. I thought it would be great, and then I was trying to train for it, and I would get just over 2 miles, and I would just kind of hit a wall. So I kind of want to do it with somebody or a group of people who can yell at me, like yell insults to me from 10 feet away, and it'll keep me going, because then I won't be like, yeah, fuck no, I'm just going to stop now, so I'm going to have to wait. I want that instant gratification where people are like, ooh, yeah, 5K, and then everyone just hangs out after. I don't want to run around my neighborhood, see Karen mowing her lawn.
My 5K experience was less than stellar. I was I didn't eat because I didn't want to be full to run my 5K, but in that I was starving. And so like halfway through I like ran past the concession stand where my mom works. I got a Snickers and a Gatorade.
Sounds awful.
Wolfed those down while running. I managed to do, I think it was like 34 minutes or something.
That's not bad. That's good. For us. That's good.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. That's my little story. Is I was like getting dizzy, seeing stars. I was like, oh, I gotta eat something. So I ran, and got a Snickers in the middle of running a 5K.
Impressive.
Yeah,
I approve. You remember? I'm just gonna fast forward, not from when we first started hanging out in our youth, but when we. I don't know. One of my favorite memories of you is when we made a slip and slide in your backyard. We went and we bought tarps and we made a big ass slip and slide.
We found a stupid amount of plastic wrap for some reason in my dad's garage.
That's what it was.
So we had this really big plastic wrap thing. We rolled it out the entire length of the backyard. We got it all Dawn dish soaped and hosed up, and we just went to work. We were out there slipping and sliding probably all day. I don't remember exactly who was there.
I know Brittany and Molly, Brett, Jordan, maybe Eddie. I don't remember. It was the normal.
Yeah, I think Connor was there that day. It was fun. We used to have fun in the backyard there in Bridgeview.
We would self-entertain a lot. We would find things to do and just stay busy all day.
I had to go to the computer store the other day, the Micro Center over there.
Oh, yeah.
And when I was driving home, I drove past the Oberweis. And now every time I drive past the Oberweis, I go, that's why me and Liz are friends again, right there.
There was
every
a lot
time.
Of love born in that place. That's where I met Molly, and that's later where you guys met the Terrible Trio, and love bloomed, and it was a beautiful friendship, and we went on a lot of adventures because of Oberweis.
Yeah. I don't even know why we went to meet you guys there. Do you remember?
I think
it was me and Greg. Why was it you and Greg?
No, Brett was there too.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. Greg drove though.
In a previous episode, the Brett episode, we were talking about it. For some reason, you and I were talking. I don't quite recall why, but we were talking to each other, and you were like, oh, just come up to the Oberweis. And we didn't know how to get there because we were stupid kids. So we needed Brett's GPS.
Did you hear that, Brett? They used you for your GPS. That's the only reason you got the trio.
He refused to let us use his GPS. Excuse me. Without us telling him where we were going. So I had to tell him we were going to the Oberweis to see you. And he probably didn't even know who you were. If he did, very little knew who you were. Because, I mean,
you guys
used to be neighbors, really. And he's like, oh, I want to go. And so he ended up coming with us. But he was playing video games with Eddie and Jordan. So he's like, oh, I got to go. I'm going Oberweis with Louie and Greg. So they're like, we want to go. So they signed out of the video game. And we all ended up at your Oberweis. And then you all came back to my house, and we all went into the pool.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun that summer.
Except for Greg. Greg had to go write an essay.
Yeah, Greg. Although we later, I remember one of the first times, I think it was, that I actually got to hang out with Greg is we were going to the Forest Preserve to film a Sacagawea or a Pocahontas or whatever video that was for his class. And I remember I hit a squirrel going into the park, and I got out of my car, and the damn thing was still twitching. And I stood there, and I cried for like 15 minutes, and Brett was sitting there because he rode with Molly and I, and Brett is sitting there like, what do I do? Sorry, Brad. I'm sorry for that.
That was a fun day.
That was a fun day.
I don't know. Like, that was Greg and his two partners, his group project, and they didn't bring anybody. And Greg brought like 10 of his friends to go shoot John Smith and Pocahontas in the forest preserve. I put on red face on accident.
Yeah, that is so insult. That
I didn't think about it.
You could not get away with that in 2021. In 2021, you guys would be crucified for that.
I wasn't trying to put on red face. I was just putting on face paint, and I ended up painting my whole face red. And they were like, "You can't do that." And I was like, "Oh shit, I already did." I wasn't even thinking about it. It was funny though.
That was fun. And then there was a time that we went to the zoo together. That was such a good time. I loved.
Yeah, I carried your purse the whole time. You remember that?
I don't remember that. The only recollection I have is forcing you guys to take a picture by the gorilla. That is really the only picture I have. The only picture and the only memory I really have.
I have pictures of all of us taking a picture in front of the bear for how tall you are, the polar bear.
Oh, yeah.
And so all of us are, it's individual pictures. And I'm wearing your big gray purse in front of the polar bear.
That's so true.
I have another picture of Greg inside of the mouth of a big fish.
Oh, yeah.
There's a picture of all of us.
That is what really, that day is what cemented our friendship. Like, take me to the zoo so I know it's real. That's when I knew you guys were stuck with me.
Yeah.
Hi. Sorry for all of you that are stuck with me now.
I wouldn't say stuck with you, but yeah, you're part of the group now.
Then there's the Ashbury. Oh, God. And then I didn't even remember that this happened, but Brett reminded me that one night I locked myself out of my car at the Ashbury.
Yeah.
I don't even remember this. I vaguely remember sitting on the hood of my car like, fuck, this is going to cost me money. I'm so stupid. Which is a very typical Alyssa thing to do.
Speaking of the Ashbury and Brett, one thing that started very recently, but happened today actually, is now when you post stuff on Facebook and me and Brett just make fun of you, it makes me laugh every time.
Yeah, it's like having brothers. You guys are like the brothers I never wanted.
I was laughing so hard today with the OxyClean stuff.
I didn't even get it. I'm like, why?
Because you were like, are you sick of throwing out these jugs? You should try this stuff. But wait, there's more. You also get this and that and this and that. But hold on. You think I'm done? There's no way I'm done.
Okay, it's a gift that keeps on giving. I'm just trying to be Captain Planet and save the Earth one jug of detergent at a time. By the way, y'all should check out Earth Breeze. It's the shit.
That was funny. Or did you go to the Brian Christopher stand-up special at the Ashbury?
Was that like way back when, or is it?
That was way, way back when.
I don't remember, because I remember there was one where I think he was moving to LA or something. There was one before he left, and that, I don't know if that was it.
He did like I don't know if it was a full hour, but just him doing stand-up. He got up there and they had like a video guy recording, and then they sent around a clipboard, and everybody who wanted a copy had to write down their name and their email or whatever, and he would send everybody who wanted a copy. And let me tell you, nobody got a copy of that.
I vaguely remember that clipboard.
It was called FBGM, and then I just remember he called me Cumhead because I had the red hair. The whole time he was calling me Cumhead, there was a girl, I cannot remember what he called her, but she had red hair, and he called her something else. And I was Cumhead.
Whenever I hear Brian Christopher's name or see anything on Facebook, the first thing I think of in my head, I get intrusive, like TJ Maxx thoughts, because that was, he always had a TJ Maxx. Because
there's always so much great shit at TJ Maxx. I remember him calling you a burrito in his car. That made me laugh.
Yeah, an old car burrito. What the fuck? The fuck, Brian?
Yeah, the name of his special was FBGM. And then one part of the thing, he was talking about, does anybody know what FBGM stands for? Somebody's like, oh, it means fuck bitches, get money. And he goes, it could mean, you know, fairy baloney gets, you know, I can't think. But he had like a bunch of different things that FBGM could stand for. And that was silly as hell and my favorite part.
Okay, so I have to say, hands down, my favorite, if I had to pick a favorite, I mean, I loved them all. But I really I loved Frank and I loved Andy. Andy's music always made me laugh so hard. Do you remember the keyboard?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I remember one of the first nights that we went with you guys, it was we don't have to delve too far into this, but it was like the sex with me is like sex with a blah, blah, blah. And I remember you guys got on stage and whatever you said made everyone die laughing. And I would love to remember what it was.
It was tossed salad. I always got up for tossed salad.
Tossed salad. That's what it was called. Yes, baby.
With the Ashbury, with it being so close, it was like a lot of weird shit would happen with me, because like Frank was the bartender at Chili's. So you go to Chili's and Frank would be bartending at Chili's.
He would be the best bartender.
Or I would post something about wrestling or something on Facebook, and Kevin Kellum would comment on it and talk to me about wrestling for a while. So it's like these guys that I like glorified were just regular ass people that would talk to me all the time.
Really fucking funny.
When I worked at Menards, I had to help Leonard Conkle a few times. You remember Leonard?
Yeah, he's like a firefighter or something now.
Yeah, I was like walking around and he's like, hey man, can you show me where the plywood is? And I was like, do you even know who you are?
Can I have your autograph?
Or Ben Castle was like Matthew's friend in high school.
Such a small world.
The one that really gets me is I went to the pancake breakfast at the church that I go to the church. Well, not now. They're online only. But the church that I was attending all the time, when I first started dating Hannah, I went to the church for their pancake breakfast. And I'm walking through. I got my pancakes. And then I went up to the sausage. And James Bailey was handing out sausage. And I walked up to him and he goes, water too! And I was like,
oh my God. Lobster what? Man in the flesh.
What? And I was like, two, I guess. And now his mom is like Matthew's best friend. She That's came awesome. Over to the house for his Oktoberfest party. She was here. We were hanging out. Mrs. Bailey. That was, yeah, it was hilarious.
I would love to meet the woman that raised such a funny man. That is awesome.
If you didn't know that she was James's mom, you'd go, that's definitely James's mom. Definitely. But that was the funny thing with the comedy show is like, now I've seen the people in regular life and it was just, I held them in such high regard.
Yeah.
I've never seen Andy outside of the comedy show, and I've never seen Kyle Bruce Corbin outside of the comedy
show.
Don't
remember who that is.
You don't remember Kyle Bruce Corbin? He was very quiet, and we used to have to, like, chant his name to get him to come up from the actual coffee shop.
Mm. Don't remember him. I might if I saw him in person. I want to do, like, a throwback show or a...
He was Greg's favorite, Kyle Bruce Corbin. And Frank, Kevin.
There's Jeff.
Yeah. Frank and Kevin had a show.
And then Jacob Williams would come once in a while when he wasn't busy being famous for winning America's Got Talent or whatever.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't remember?
No.
One guy, glasses, kind of, I'm sorry if you happen to listen to this, kind of like nerdy, but he owned it in his humor.
No idea.
Funny.
That's crazy.
A few times. Not busy being.
I remember one girl came up to do stand up and she was talking about she's a lesbian, but she wasn't always, you know, before she had come out, she gave her first blow job and it turned into a chin job.
Oh God.
She was just rubbing his dick with her chin. And I was laughing so hard and I was the only one
There's
laughing.
There's gonna be a name for that. I don't want to know it.
But, oh yeah.
I remember, so your name in my phone is actually still Eddie because of the time that I hugged Joe and I thought he was Eddie. I've never seen you laugh harder.
It was hilarious.
And it was so funny that I made your name Eddie in my phone, and we're going back, what, like 7, 8 years, and it's still Eddie.
Well, at the time, you didn't even know Joe. You just ran up to me. You'd met Eddie maybe once or twice, but you were so happy to be at the comedy store with us, and you, oh, Louie, big hug. Eddie, big hug. And Joe thought you were so hot, so he was like, okay.
Hey, Joe, hey.
Usually, he gets so mad when you call him Eddie. He wasn't going to get mad that time.
That's funny.
You go, I'll be Eddie if you want. That's fine.
Call me, instead of call me Daddy, call me Eddie.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
It was a good time.
One of my favorite things to talk about are unpopular opinions. What are your unpopular opinions?
Give me an example.
Like, I was thinking of it. I'm like, what's a fun topic to talk about? I like learning about things that people have a strong dislike for that everyone else likes. Like, for example.
I hate Johnny Depp. I hate everything Johnny Depp's been in. I don't like Pirates of the Caribbean. I hate Edward Scissorhands. I think that's a horrible movie.
It's kind of weird.
A
little uncomfortable.
If Johnny Depp is in something, I usually will not watch it.
Interesting.
We watched the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Oh, yeah.
The first one, and it was a good movie. And then we were, because Hannah's big on Harry Potter.
Love Harry Potter.
We watched the whole movie, and then at the end, Colin Farrell like turns into Johnny Depp, and I'm just like, I throw my hands up in the middle of the theater, and Hannah's like, shh, I know what you're doing. And I was like, they just ruined the whole movie. Why would they even do that?
Everyone else is probably like, fuck yeah, Johnny Depp. He's like, I want my money back.
I mean, he's getting dicked real hard right now, but I'm not a Johnny Depp guy. And that gets me in a lot of arguments.
Not going to argue it. I don't love him enough to argue it. I do dislike, okay, so I don't know. You're going to lose a follower or two when I say this. I think Ariana Grande is trash. Do you agree or no?
Yeah, absolutely.
I know, no bad talking. I don't like her. And then like Luke Bryan's face is like a mediocre to solid 8, but his music is like a soft 2 for me. It just.
Like a soft deuce?
He's the inferior. Yeah, like Luke Combs is the superior Luke.
It's not even close.
Yeah, it's not even close.
Like Luke Combs is phenomenal.
Yeah, I agree.
And Luke Bryan sings about catch yourself a little catfish dinner or whatever he says in that song.
I don't even know. All of his music sounds the same. I just don't like it. Everyone else likes it. I just don't. He's got a nice butt, though.
I mean, yeah, he's like a college country guy. Are you looking up pictures of Luke Bryan's butt now?
No, I already, it's like buried in my head. I just have to dig back to the file where I have.
Yeah, you want to dig in his butt? What?
You know, hard pass. Hard pass.
Unpopular opinion. Milkshakes are for people that are too lazy to eat ice cream.
No.
That's an unpopular opinion.
It is an unpopular
opinion. If you get a milkshake, you're just too lazy to eat ice cream. And if you get a vanilla milkshake, you're just drinking hard milk. I don't know what the hell is a vanilla milkshake.
I won't disagree with that because it's literally like, I don't even think it tastes like milk at that point because it's diluted. It just tastes like water, like hard water.
So what if you're in a car? Is that what you said?
What? Oh, yeah, if you're driving, I'm not going to eat like a turtle sundae when I'm driving.
What the hell are you going to eat? Don't eat ice cream when you're driving. Just pull over and eat your damn ice cream.
I'm just really conflicted because I've never heard anybody hate on milkshakes, and I spent a very large portion of my life with Molly making the most our milkshakes brought the boys to the yard. And let me tell you, when I say that Molly and I can make a fucking milkshake, Molly and I can make a milkshake. So I'm very offended because I started out my young adult career getting paid to make overpriced, over-glorified milkshakes.
Well, you've been to the Plush Horse with us, right?
Yes, actually, we went once.
So, we used to go to the Plush Horse a lot, and they had, like, big, giant ice cream scoops. And we'd go there, and Brett would get a cake shake. Richard would get a vanilla shake. And it's like, why did we drive all the way here to get milkshakes? This is an ice cream place. Get some ice cream, damn it.
This is a milkshake. Milk has ice cream. No. Has milk in it.
No, see, that's why it's an unpopular opinion. Oh, and I can't wait till they listen to this. And because
you should have left. You should have ended it at Johnny Depp. We should have just stopped talking about Johnny Depp.
No, it's fine.
Move on to the next segment.
Unpopular opinion I've learned through multiple podcasts. Everyone yells at me. Blue Raspberry Jolly Ranchers are butthole.
I don't disagree.
I've talked about it in like four fucking podcasts or something. Somebody texts me every time.
I don't know. I liked Jolly Ranchers when I was a kid, but now I eat one and I'm just like, why the fuck am I eating this? It just sticks in your mouth and
I get the sugar free ones. I don't know.
They have sugar free Jolly Ranchers?
Yeah. They taste like Jolly Ranchers, but I'm kind of a fat guy, so I try to eat less sugar.
Yeah. I won't argue that unpopular opinion. So you have some big goals. You want to get down to 185.
That's correct.
What's your life like right now? Do you like, because I feel like if I had to eat like that, I would probably be a bitch all of the time.
I'm usually pretty lethargic.
Yeah.
Pretty tired. I ate like absolute horseshit today because I weighed in this morning and I was very unhappy with what happened. So I kind of gave up for the day. Tomorrow I'm going to get back on it.
Okay.
Usually I eat a small wrap and a banana for breakfast, we'll call it. I do intermittent fasting, so I don't eat until 12:30 in the afternoon. I'll eat that. And then when I get home, I might make two eggs, and I'll eat two eggs, and then I'll have a plate of dinner. It's always crock-pot chicken, so just shredded chicken with some kind of sauce, and then either broccoli or Brussels sprouts.
Okay. Yep, I wouldn't be able to stick to that. I don't have the willpower.
Yesterday, I was 214.7. This morning, I was 216.8, and I was pretty fucking mad about it.
That's still like you look
Why
good.
Did I gain 2 pounds good, overnight? I was pretty fucking pissed.
Well.
But we're going to get back on it.
Yeah.
I plan on, right now I'm in a weight loss challenge for January. I plan on winning that.
Don't be a little bitch, Brett. And next, don't pussy out.
No, next month is Brett and Richard for February. And for that one, I bought a fanny pack with like a title belt printed on it.
Yes.
So the winner gets that. I plan on winning that.
Fanny packs. Fuck yeah.
No promises.
Do you have any other goals that aren't weight loss related? Like, what are your goals? You got any goals for the year? Putting you on the spot a bit.
For the year? I want to learn how to work my new mixer so I can get more than one person on the podcast at a time.
So Brittany and Molly, we're going to have a terrible trio podcast in the future. Get ready.
I want to raise money for the suicide awareness charity. Okay. So I want to learn how to schedule my own 5K run, and I want to get 3-4 people to run. Brett said he'd run if you run.
I will run.
You said
Boy
you
Scouts
run.
Boy Scouts honor.
Molly said right now. Molly said she would run.
She
so that's 4. If I can convince people that they don't have to run and they can just walk for the 5K.
Oh yeah.
I can get more people. The only thing I can think of is just get people to donate to them, and then we all just donate directly to the charity.
That's usually how people do it. They get teams, and then you either have people donate to your team and sponsor you, and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of organizations that will help you put one on, but they're intended more for large, like not just a group of friends. Like I wanted to try to start one for Be the Match in Rockford, and there's so much that goes into it, and I just don't have the time to commit.
Yeah.
It was a lot like that you have to do leading up to it, and it's something you start planning way in advance. And
then
I just don't even have time to take a shower half the time.
Gross.
I mean, I do it. I just don't have the time for it.
And then I want to do that roast, try and raise money from the roast.
You would be the hardest person ever to roast because it's like what are we going to roast? Like what
do you mean?
There's no material to roast. How do you roast like the nicest?
So much
ever?
Roasting to be had.
I mean, like I will dedicate time to try to think of something to roast you on, but it's
going
to be
like Louis. What the hell is going on with your beard? It's so scraggly and ugly. There's like a family of birds living in there.
Just a bird. And there's wildlife deforestation everywhere. So if you're giving birds a home, that's a beautiful thing, Lou.
And you know, you're over there talking shit about milkshakes. You look like melted ice cream with your shirt off. Shut the hell up. See, there's plenty you could roast me about.
If you weren't 5 feet away, 6 feet away-ish, I would slap you because that's stupid. I'm going to slap both you and Brett if you don't be nice to my friends. You guys are not being nice to my friends.
No, I'm allowed to be mean to whoever I want to be mean to, I guess.
Dislike. I'm going to veto that. Do I need vetoes on this if you bring something up that I don't want to talk about? Can I just hard veto?
You can veto whatever, I guess. Okay. What kind of goals do you have for the year?
That's a really good question. Like that's actually a good question. I should have thought of that before asking you because like last year I had some stupid goals to, one of them was to do 5K that I didn't do, so that rolled over.
Yeah.
One of them was work related to get my license. I don't want to go into that too much because the more I talk about work, we'd have to like archive it and I don't want to archive what I'm talking about.
Okay.
And then another was to do this stupid, I can't even do a handstand, but I wanted to do like a headstand because you know, you go a couple years without, I don't know, trying anything flexible wise at all. Your body's like, what the fuck are you trying to do to me? And then I wanted to leave the country, but obviously that didn't happen along with anyone else.
Where did you want to go?
Belize. Yeah.
Belize Navidad.
Belize Navidad. Happy Hanukkah. Merry Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you want? Just cause?
Kind of just cause.
Vacation?
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't like for a purpose or anything like that.
No, I mean, that's cool.
I don't know. It sounded nice in theory. But that didn't happen. Instead, we all...
What language do they speak in Belize?
Espanol.
Do you speak that?
Sí.
Se puede.
Sí, se puede.
So, I had started my hashtag losers push-up challenge before I ever got anything going with the podcast to kind of put out the word of the podcast. And that was just however many likes you get in so much time, you have to do that many push-ups.
That's right.
And you were the first person to accept the challenge. And I stopped doing it eventually just because people were ignoring me.
No.
Yeah. Or people would change the stuff. And I didn't want it to... I wasn't trying to pressure anybody. And I felt like I was putting too much pressure on people and they were... not happy about it, so I stopped doing it. But in the push-up challenge, I was like, yeah, I'm just trying to get a little bit stronger, do some push-ups, this and that. And you were like, we should do a 5K challenge. I want to run a 5K.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm 270 pounds. I can't run a 5K. You're out of your mind.
Yeah, you could have.
You're like, you can, and you will. We should send each other times. I was like, fine.
We did really good for a while. And when I say we, I mean, like, you done good the whole time and I did good for a little while. Like, I was checking in with you. Yeah. My support system. And then Greg joined for like a hot minute.
Yeah, he never, I don't think he even texted us once.
No.
He did.
He always had excuses. Yeah, no, Greg,
he texted us like a bike ride or something. I was like, that's not the same thing.
Didn't count.
But, you know, it was fun.
We'll get back to it when the weather gets nice. I don't really like running, and I hate the cold. And when you put those two together, that's just a big cup of fuck no.
No, I hate the cold. I can't wait for it to get warm, because I actually do like running. You freaking devil, you.
No, okay. I don't like running. I like getting like a half hour to myself to just go listen to music, and there's this one spot. I always run this almost the same route. And there's this one dog, and they have an electric fence, but the dog's not on a leash. That was really loud, Lou. And the dog always comes running out at me, and I always almost piss myself because I always forget what house it is. And my neighborhood's kind of small, so I'm kind of stuck to the same route. So it's an emotional roller coaster.
I used to run in the mornings. I would text you like 6:30 in the morning.
So early.
I would just get up at like 4:30, run in the morning, and I don't see the pin, but you see the sticker there that says Wolf Road?
Yeah.
That's right above it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
That's my friend's band. He plays bass, and they fucking rock. And I listen I listen to their album when I run. It's like a punk pop band.
Bangers.
Yeah. He's coming out with new music soon. He keeps sending me Snapchats of like teasers. I'm like, you are fucking killing me.
Nice.
I'm gonna have to start running again soon, and I need more music, man.
Share that music with me. Are they on Spotify?
Yeah. Spotify, Apple Music, all that good shit.
Okay. I will look them up. I like hearing new music. I'm in a music rut. I listen to like the same music all the time. Like, I still listen to, actually, I was just talking to Brett about this. I still listen to old Kid Cudi.
Old Kid Cudi's good Kid Cudi.
Oh, it's so good. And I was in like the top 4% of listeners for 2020 for Cudi. So there's 3% of the people in the world that are fucking more weird than I am. And they're my musical soulmates.
Do you like the new album?
It's all right, but it's kind of like, it's like
it's kind of trash, right?
I don't think it's trash.
It's kind of trash.
It's not trash compared to, I don't know, it in its own way. If you can't compare it to the old stuff, because then it's never going to stand a chance. But in its own, it's all right. I like it. I still want to see him live.
Yeah, Brett and I had a big argument about that on our
our
podcast. To where I stopped the podcast. I don't know if you could tell in the middle. I stopped it, and we went through each song, because I was trying to figure out which song I was making fun of. So we found it. Can you really even run to Kid Cudi? You said you listen to Cudi all the time. Do you run while listening?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he's more of a get stoned and sit on your couch kind of guy.
I don't know. I like it. I run to him a lot. And then I'm trying to think. I listen to weird music when I run. Like, I listen to a lot of Bishop and a lot of, I don't even know what it would be considered, kind of like indie rock or indie. I don't even know. I listen to non-running music, and it just, like, let's fucking go. And then I just keep running.
For me, it's got to be either heavy or like rap music. Like, it's got to be loud and fast.
Yes. Make you feel like a bad bitch.
And I know I like to run, because now when I go on walks and I'm listening to music and I'll be like listening to Juice by Lizzo, I'm just like, going, and I'm like, I feel like taking off right now. Like,
and then you're the guy that people are watching like walk, and you just take off running. They're like, what the fuck is wrong with that guy?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah. So I know I like running, and that's kind of annoying. For a while, I was kickboxing. My neighbor two doors down is a mixed martial arts instructor, and he would train me how to kickbox in his garage, and I loved it.
So if you're going to rob somebody on Louis Street, do it the house in between, not Louis's house and not the house two doors down, because you will get your ass kicked.
Yeah. He will not kick your ass. He's a big gun guy. He will shoot you in the fucking head.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out Coach Vic.
Isn't it weird? Okay, I'm just going to change gears here. So it's kind of weird. We went from, I don't even know. I met you before I moved in with Doreen and Jerry, but we like didn't really start hanging out until I was already living with them. So that was like, I think sixth grade maybe. And we went from these awkward, or at least I will say I'm still fucking awkward. Anyone who knows me is like, that bitch is still awkward. But I was really awkward. I had no friends except for you and Karen Lee and maybe like two other people. But like now we're here with kids or parents and they're still alive. We're doing fucking great, Louis.
Yeah, it was wild when we went and visited you at your house. It sucked that Brett couldn't be there, but I liked sitting on the couch and me and Hannah and you and Carrie watching Henry and Brennan play peekaboo around your island. And we were like, oh, you know, like googly eyes staring at these kids having so much fun together.
And it's almost enough to make, it's like, I have to get like a baby repellent because I'm like, fuck, Henry's so cute. Almost makes me want to have a second one. And then I have to be like, no, bad ovaries, calm down.
And then Molly and Brittany were sitting there and they're not parents and they didn't give a shit about those kids playing with each other.
They love Brennan, but yeah, no fucks. I don't blame them either because they're whatever. Like, holy shit, these kids are loud. But Brennan loved you. You were fun. It was a good time. I liked when you guys came.
Yeah,
out.
We had a good... Brennan and I just... We wrestled upstairs the whole time.
That is all he does. He will come up and give me a hug, and then he will kangaroo kick me in the throat.
Yeah.
Great. Boys are great. They're awesome. So I mom's drink.
That's why mom's drink?
My mom's drink.
Hannah doesn't drink.
I don't really... You know, I don't drink that much. I sound like an alcoholic now. I'm not like a wino or anything like that.
I don't know. I've never tried this stuff.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, sure it is.
This lemonade is all I need in life.
Is it good?
It is very good.
I got it from Menards.
Okay, Menards
Calypso.
Lemonade. It is a southern peach lemonade for anyone wondering. It says Taste of the Islands.
Yeah, I think it says Tropical on the top or something like that.
May cause island vibes.
Oh, a different one.
Good vibes only.
Oh, excuse me. When we were kids, I used to go over to Doreen's house all the time.
Yeah.
And Kara is the same age as me. Lee is 2 years younger, the same age as Anthony. And so we just kind of bonded.
Yeah.
But the problem was I wouldn't go over there for Kara and Lee. I would go over there and hang out with Doreen. And we would just watch Lifetime movies and drink Coca-Cola together.
I remember that because everyone would be out in the pool or the trampoline playing video games, whatever shit we were up to, and you would be watching a movie.
Doreen was my person. And then when Jerry would come home, it was like, I need Jerry to know that I love him so much.
Did you hear that, Jerry? Are you listening?
Like,
test.
Every time he's there, I'm just like, you are the king, Jerry.
I was like, when I was a kid, I was like really intimidated by him. I don't know why. I don't even know if I ever really told him that. But like.
Because he's strong and quiet.
Yeah.
He's scary, man. He is.
A few words. Always the scary ones.
He
was so, like, he would take us. I don't know. Like, they were like parents to me, obviously. Like, I lived with them, right? So, And like most of my good memories in my youth were at that house with you guys, with them. And they just like took me under their wing. And I don't even know, Jerry would take Karen and I grocery shopping and let us pick out these stupid little toys, even though we were always told no toys. They were awesome. They're just, I love them.
Oh, the best. The
sleepovers. So many sleepovers.
My favorite was every time Jerry would grill, he'd be making burgers or whatever. And I just run around, Jerry's making sirloins. I like my medium, Jerry. He goes, oh, yeah, I'll make yours medium. You know what's up, Jerry.
Your ass used to just walk over barefoot. And then you just randomly, like, we always walked everywhere. We did a lot of walking, a lot of bike riding.
Yeah, I still like to walk everywhere. And stupid grown-up life, jobs make you wear shoes.
Oh, I know.
Wives make you wear shoes. Now I have to wear shoes all the time. Pain in the ass.
I agree. I suck in that.
But... Yeah, I used to go over there all the time and just hang out with Doreen. And then I don't exactly know what happened, but one day you were just there.
Yeah.
And then,
I just like I would come every weekend and then one day I just never left and Karen and I shared a room.
Yeah, and then we were all like, we took you in, but it wasn't like we were nice to you.
No, you were, everyone was an animal. Okay, to be fair, anyone who wasn't there, for anyone who's there, you're like, hey, fucking right. But for anyone who wasn't there, I was really weird. Like, not just like the normal, like, I was awkward and weird. Like, I was strange as fuck. But eventually, you just were nice to me. It took a little while.
You were a girl, obviously, and we were all little boys. But girls mature faster than boys. So you were like 6'11".
Do you remember I used to trip? Doreen's going to die laughing to this, but do you remember I used to trip going up the stairs all the time? No. I was really tall also.
You were like so much taller than everybody. Like, I was always taller than everybody. We were probably like the same height when we were kids. Now I'm way taller than you, but...
A little bit.
But it was just, you were tall and skinny. We called you Spear.
and Eric started that.
Yeah, Eric started calling you Spear. And then we all called you Spear.
Spear.
And
you said I should put a party hat on.
Yeah. That's
what, you and Eric, you're like, you should just put a party hat on and then you'd be like a spear.
Yeah. Tall. Good times. And I remember going to like school dances and shit.
Doreen would always drive a car full of us and we'd get Krispy Kreme donuts after.
Yeah. Or we'd go, that Krispy Kreme's not even there anymore.
Nope.
And then, what was I going to say? School dances, baseball. You guys would always come to the baseball games and shit.
Yeah. Even when you're in like fifth grade, sixth grade, like dudes in baseball pants, like I remember that was like, ha.
Yeah. Probably not us, but yeah, maybe.
Couple.
Yeah. Rego.
Kara and I both, I'm pretty sure, at the same time had a crush on Rego.
Everybody loves Rego.
And I'm just going to fucking go here. Because a week ago, I asked Louis, like, what do you want to talk about during the show? And back then, we all played RuneScape. I was Miss Thing 2.0, in case anyone cares to know, Miss Thing 2.0.
Can't believe you remember that.
And I'm going to, I don't know, I don't fucking know how I remember that. And I'm just going to fucking bring it up. Kara and I both had a crush on Jimmy Matusik. And he jokingly, mind you, again, I was weird as fuck. He asked me out on RuneScape as a joke because guys are dicks, but it's fine. I forgive you.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then his mom, Doreen called his mom and his mom made him come over and break up with me in person. And I cried. I was so brokenhearted. I'm like, my life is over.
I remember he asked you out and Kara was so upset that I had to go over there and take her for a walk and tell her that everything was going to be okay. That was my job and all that.
And then an hour later, it was me that was crying.
I don't know.
Sixth grade is such an emotional age.
I don't know how I got dragged into that, but I did.
You're a good man, Lou. You were then and you are now.
Yeah, I was the greatest man as a 10-year-old kid.
You gave the best pep talks. Best.
Doreen always brings up the fact that I built Kara's dollhouse. They bought her a dollhouse and she wanted them to put it together, but they were busy doing something. So I sat there and put it together myself. And they were like, you're so nice to her. And I was like,
I'm pretty sure everyone thought you guys were going to get married.
Everybody thought I was going to get married to everybody. I was the nice little boy.
The man's everyone.
That
the person that everyone.
Everybody's
wants their daughter's
mom. Married. Everybody's mom loved. But everybody did not love.
Everybody loved you.
I mean, yeah. I was like...
You don't give yourself enough credit.
I was like everybody's big brother, but I was younger than everybody. So I was just everybody's fat little brother.
I hate you. Stop calling yourself fat. I'm going to backhand you.
It's like, you're 6 inches taller and 300 pounds heavier than everybody that you know. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, thinking about the dances reminded. So right before the show, I went to Mr. Sub, which Louis said he's not a fan of, which was very disappointing. And
unpopular opinion, Mr. Sub is trash.
He's not
Mr.
Trash.
Trash is also sub.
It is not. Regular hot combo. Fuck yeah. And I drove by like the Weber Bakery and Pepe's. Enchilada Cozumel is my shit. And I drove down Archer. That's Archer, right?
I believe so.
Yeah, it's been a while. And then the Vidoc that whenever it flooded, we would be late as fuck to school. And in the same area was Miss Paulette's dance studio because Doreen put Kara and I in tap dance. And we tapped the fuck out of those floors. We were the most baller tap dancers known to man in sixth grade. And it just brought back a lot of good memories.
You guys moved in seventh grade, right? to Glen Ellen?
Okay, so I went to like 4 middle schools. So piecing together the time frame of when I moved a lot. I moved to like 13 or 14 times before I was like 18 or 19. I think we went all of 6th grade to Heritage, and then we went half of a year at 7th grade in Glen Ellen, and then we moved to Downers Grove, and then halfway through 8th grade, I moved back up to the Sticks. So, yeah. And I remember you came to visit us once or twice in Glen Ellen.
Yeah. You guys were like, that was like my family moved away, left me behind.
That sucked.
That was sad.
Because you guys, seriously, though, like, because, like, I lived with, like, my grandparents in Countryside, and again, everyone was mean to me, so I had, like, no friends. So you guys were, like, my first real friend group. And then you move a lot, so it's, like, A, it's hard to stay in touch with people, but then you also...
Especially when you're kids, you know?
Yeah, and cell phones weren't, they weren't really, like, we had, like, the Razor, but they weren't really a thing back then.
Yeah.
But it was, I don't know, like, so it's, I think it's cool that even though, like, I've moved so much that we still stay in touch, because... Like, there's a lot of people that I occasionally see on Facebook or something, and I'm like, how do I know them? Oh, yeah, I lived in their area or whatever. I went to school with them for 6 months. And then it's like, they exist. So,
yeah.
I just picked my favorites. You made the cut.
How did we start talking again this time?
It
had to be right after Henry was born, right?
It was, so you, I remember you texted me, like, hey, I'm going to be a parent. You like deleted your Facebook a couple times, and then you like added, you like made the Facebook again or whatever, and then added me, and then you're like, hey, I'm going to be a parent.
I had to make a Facebook because I needed to have something to tell people to listen to the podcast on.
Yeah, and it works. But yeah, so I think it was when you were going to be a dad, you reached back out to me, and then we started rekindling our friendship. We rekindled that flame for...
Yeah, and it's been... It's been nice.
Yeah, it has been nice. It makes me happy because living out where I am, like, I have a couple of friends, but I'm not one to, like, I just don't really care to make friends. Who I have is perfectly fine with me, so it's nice to have people, even if you're not close enough to see a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you want to talk about this, but I want to ask because I'm curious.
Okay.
How did you and Carrie meet?
Funny story. Okay, so he was my boss. You know,
nice.
Don't eat the apple, like forbidden fruit. Don't go there. Well, we fucking went there and we dated under the radar for a while without our boss. And our boss is the kind of guy who knows everything. He's smart. He picks up on everything. And we went under the radar for a while. But I remember like one of my first days working there. I don't even know. He used to like not tie his shoes. So Carrie was walking across. It was a car dealership, walking across the floor, and his shoes weren't tied. So I'd hear that stupid fucking little clack, 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 clack of the stupid eyelids on the shoelaces, and it pissed me off. And he came in the office and he asked a question to like, there's 3 or 4 of us in there. And then I'm like, can you please tie your fucking shoes? And he jokingly was like, do you want to tie them for me? And so I did one of those like, pop your foot up here. And I tied his shoe for him. So that was... a little bit degrading. And then from there, you know, we made eye contact in that romantic moment of tying his shoes. And yeah. And then, pretty much from there, you know, shit happened. Yep. Hand motion. Louis do it. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yep. It happened. It happened.
Oh goodness.
Yeah.
No, it's good.
Good time. Yeah.
I genuinely did not know.
It's also, so there's like, it's really cool when you're dating the boss, but it's also hard because I was kind of sassy and I liked to push back a lot, and car sales is kind of testing. And there's a lot of the time where they tell you like, do this. And you're like, no, fuck that. I want to do this. So I'd push back and we'd get testy with each other. And it was kind of funny because I knew I could push his buttons, and it was something that like, I don't know. So it was a good time. But then it's also like at the end of the day, you're like, oh, hey, honey, how was your day? Oh, wait, I was there for all of it. Like, so it got old. And then.
Is that why you don't work there anymore?
No. So I worked there while I was finishing school. So I was pregnant as fuck selling cars. And then I went on maternity leave. And then I came back and sold cars for a while. And it's really hard to sell cars when you're in a, like, when both parents are selling cars because the hours suck. You're working Saturdays. Even when you're like, I need to leave at 5, it just never worked out right. So I started working part-time there and went back to school. And then so I was working at the dealership and going back to school and doing the whole momming thing. And then I As soon as I graduated, I started recruiting, which was a trash job.
Recruiting?
I recruited for like light industrial. So I like welders, forklift drivers, machine operators, which that part of it was cool, but it's like babysitting adults, right? Because some people that there's a lot of good jobs you can get through essentially a temp agency, right? But like, it's not usually always the cream of the crop. So sometimes you get lucky. And then sometimes you're like dealing with some felons and, you know, people who lie to you and then fail drug tests and are creepy as fuck and text you at weird hours. And no thanks, just a big cup of no thanks.
Nice.
Yeah, so I did that for like 4 months. It was a good time. Never doing it again.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
Yep. Is it easier selling cars when you're pregnant, or is it harder?
It was so much easier because I straight up had a woman tell me that they decided they didn't want the car that we had as much, but she wanted to make sure she bought a car for me. And I'm like, fuck. I was not to brag, but I was the top saleswoman when I was 9 months pregnant. So fuck all them bitches selling all the cars.
That's pretty impressive.
It was nice though, because I was always on my feet. So it forced me to stay fit. So I was waddling around with my big old belly. It was great.
Did you have a big old belly when you were pregnant?
It popped out of nowhere. I went from not looking pregnant to like, ba-boom, beach ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good time.
Like in WandaVision.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know if you've been watching WandaVision.
No.
It's the new Marvel show on Disney Plus. It's okay. Spoilers. What was I going to say?
What were you going to say? Into the brain of Louis.
This is a friendship podcast.
Yeah.
And as I pointed out to you earlier, I would like to ask you now, who is your best friend?
I have, if I had to narrow it down for sure, I have two different trios, one that you know of. So I'll start with who I met first, and we'll work our way back in order of me meeting people. So Faye, shout out to Faye. I met her when I first moved in with my dad in eighth grade, because her mom and my ex stepmother, who is a lovely person, screw you if you listen to this. her mom and my ex stepmom were friends, and both into the horses. So we were kind of like, I don't want to say like not forced to have friends, but it was just like the perfect storm of like, oh, hey, you like ponies? I like ponies, too. And then we became inseparable, and we would ride horses to each other's house and have sleepovers, and it was glorious. And you're laughing like an asshole, but...
What a white person thing to say.
Kiss my ass.
We would ride horses to each other's houses.
We would drive our little miniature horses with backpacks in them to each other's houses and have sleepovers. And I'll never forget the first time I slept over at her house. And I'm sorry, Faye, if this is still a sensitive topic. But I remember we woke up the next morning to go outside and do chores. And the neighbor's dog came over and killed all of your ducks. Killed all of her ducks and chickens. And I just remember, and mind you, like, so I came out of the Chicago suburbs. I didn't even know Illinois had cornfields until I first started visiting my dad, right? So I'm like, wow, this is a new way of life. And then I'm just like, is this a normal thing that happens? We're picking up dead ducks and chickens that were slaughtered. And I'm like, this is really disturbing. Like, is this a common occurrence and why? And yeah, so that was the first time I slept over at her house. But she's like a sister to me. Like, I lived with her for a hot minute. And she's the kind of friend who, like, when my ex-stepmom kicked me out one time, like, she's the friend who, like, picked me up on the side of the road. And, yeah. So she's more like family. And then next order of whom I met would have been Miss Molly at the OBDG. And at first, I don't think we were really friends at first. And then I think we just got high in a car wash once. And from there, we were best friends. And we loved each other. And we went on adventures all the time. And... maybe I shouldn't have said that.
Maybe. It's the truth, I guess.
It's the truth. 17 was a different time. And I don't know. She's a very good friend of mine. I don't know. We would just go random drives through Chicago just for the fun of it. And anytime I was like, I really want to do this, she was like, okay, let's go. And half the time she would tell me to pick her up at this time. And I would get there and I would have to go into her house and she'd still be in bed and I'd have to make her go shower because she was never on time. Never. And I don't know. I just loved Molly. So she was there for a lot of things. She was there for, you know, some of the things that like are really hard in a person's life. Like she's a good friend. She's there for that stuff. And then Brittany says that we met because of student council. I have no recollection or memory of being involved in student council in any way. I thought we met because of a mutual friend that we were hanging out with, but she said we met doing homecoming shit. I don't remember. And I also lived with Brittany for a hot minute and we were inseparable and we would just, I don't know, we'd be like, hey, let's go rollerblading. We'd go rollerblading. And then the Terrible Trio was a thing. I don't even know how we got the name Terrible Trio. So when you guys listen to this, Britt and Mal, if one of you could remind me why we're even called the Trio, I'd love to know.
Molly texts me as she listens to the podcast, all of her comments.
I do too.
So like she'll text me. She was listening to Brett's. So she was like, I'll give you money for the belt. Oh, I just made it to the part where it's Brett's thing. Oh, Jolly Ranchers are delicious. Oh, this. Oh, that. Oh, like just listen to the damn podcast and tell me what you think about it afterwards.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but then I'm like, I was going to send you and Brett a commentary of like 10 highlights that I wanted to say, but then I'm like, they don't give a fuck what I have to say. Like, so I just did
it. That's not true.
But anyway, I'd think the same thing, or like I'll be yelling, I'll listen to it in my car, and then you'll say something and I'll like respond as if you could hear me. And yeah.
I've had a lot of people tell me that. I think that's really cool.
Yeah. I have one more friend. I don't want to cut her out.
Hold on, real quick.
Fuck, okay.
No, you're good.
Okay.
You said you have two trios.
Yeah.
You've named three people.
Yeah.
And I know you're one trio, so you're doing a trio sandwich, right?
Threesomes all around, baby.
No, I'm saying yeah. Because Faye is not a part of that.
This, not the terrible trio.
The next two, Molly and Brittany and you, were the terrible trio.
Yes.
Faye, is she a part of the trio with this next person?
Yes.
So that it's a sandwich.
Building suspense. It's a sandwich. Go on. Okay. So I kind of lost touch with Faye when I moved back because I moved back towards the end of sophomore year. And that's when I, you know, met Brittany and Molly. And then Brittany went to Western Michigan. That was really freaking hard. I missed her. I still miss you, Britt. And then we were at your house when Molly said that she was going to NIU, which at 18, that felt like forever away, even though it's really not. And I remember crying in your living room, like, fuck, you're leaving me. I'm not going to see you every day now. It was hard. And
everybody went to college.
And then, yeah, I was like, okay, I am negative $25 in my checking account and I don't have my life together. So I moved back in with my dad in Rockton. And most people listening to this are like, where the fuck is Rockton? It's really far away. So I moved back up there and then rekindled my friendship with Faye, because you just lose touch with people sometimes when you don't see them a lot. It sucked. It was hard, but I mean, it happened. And then Faye met Lana working at Menards. I worked at Menards for less than a pay period, by the way. It was fun.
I worked at Menards for 2 years.
Less than 2 weeks here. What?
Lucky you.
I told them, don't schedule me for a 5 a.m. What did they fucking do? Schedule me for a 5 a.m. I told them I wasn't going to go, and I didn't go. Told them I wasn't going to fucking do it. No. But yeah, so Faye met Lana working at Menards, and then Lana and I, we fell in love, and we had a lot of good times. We would make it a point. We would go to like random stupid little bars and not even really drink a lot, but we would get everybody. I don't know how Lana does it, but we would get everybody in a bar just like loosened up and dancing and having fun. And she's just like a very good, I don't know. She's like a good wing woman, like always down to do whatever. And so Faye and Lana and I are another trio.
Is that who you were with yesterday?
It is who I was with yesterday. Lana's birthday is Sunday, which, what is today? I don't even know what today is. Today's Saturday,
Saturday,
the 23rd. So the 24th is Lana's birthday. So
happy birthday, Lana.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lana. She's a badass. She is, she beat cancer this year. Fuck cancer.
That's good.
Yeah, that is good.
That's great news.
That's great news. Yeah, those are my best friends.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Carrie's not one of your best friends?
I mean, he is, but I like, so yeah, your partner's always one of your best friends.
Everybody I ask goes, oh, you know, I gotta say, my wife and or my girlfriend and or this. It's like, you ain't gotta say it.
It's separate category.
Can.
It's separate category, right?
Yeah.
So like, no matter what, like I envision, not that I envision this with you, Carrie, but like, no matter what, like, my girls are, you know, they're, it would take a lot for any of us to not, like, they're not going to one day wake up and be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. Or at least they better not. You guys better not. I'll find you. But I don't know. You know what I mean? Your spouse or your significant other is just in a complete separate category.
Yeah.
And we are like, he is one of my best friends. But I also look at, like, family separate from friends, I guess.
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah. But yeah, Carrie and Brennan are my buddies. They're, I always think, like, oh, a night away, but then I'm like, oh, I miss them.
Yeah. Hannah asked me if she could go out next weekend. And she said, I don't know if I'll be home in time for bedtime. I said, I can do bedtime. She's like, but I don't know if I'm going to be home. And I was like, it's really okay. I can do it. And she's never not done bedtime before.
Yeah.
But we have a wedding in September, and she's not going to be home for bedtime for that.
Ooh.
So.
You got to practice.
Yeah.
We left Brennan. I kind of thinking, like, the first time we left Brennan was right around when he was a year old. And one or two other short weekends. I don't know. I don't remember having, I was worried that he wouldn't eat because we were transitioning. Most people are going to be like, ew, gross, but I'm just going to, like, we were transitioning from breastfeeding to the bottle. So I was worried that he'd have trouble with that. And we were going to be, we were on a cruise actually. So it's not like I could have hopped on the plane back or, like, you know, hopped in the car and been like, okay, I'll take care of it. But he was fine. He was really good. He's a trooper. And then, like, last weekend, I went to Michigan with Molly to see Brittany. And he spent one night with Mimi and then one night with Dad. And he does really good. We FaceTime. FaceTime helps. So whoever's watching Henry, maybe do a little FaceTime sesh.
Yeah, that's where you missed all your exits. Going to Michigan, right?
I didn't miss all. Okay, I'm a visual person. And Molly, bless Molly's soul, I'd ask her every 5 minutes. Or not even every five, like every 2 minutes, like, when's our exit coming up? She's like, list, 27 miles. And I'll ask her 2 minutes later. I'm a visual person. I need to see that
shit. Yeah, you guys.
It's in the dark. We were in the dark in the country in Michigan.
You guys FaceTimed me, and you asked her a bunch of times. She got really mad, and then you missed your exit anyway.
Okay. Well, fuck. I don't know. I've never been there before. But it's fine. That was a good time. I really liked it. Molly and I listened to a true crime podcast. Well, actually, Brittany, when I told her I was going on the podcast, she's like, you should just try to have a call her daddy voice, which I never heard of before that. So we listened to it, and it's like these two bimbos that I don't even know. I feel like I lose brain cells listening to it, but for some reason we couldn't stop.
What is a call her daddy voice?
I don't even, like, sex hotline type voice. And, like, I'm like, Britt, the ability to sound attractive is beyond the scope of my ability. But so anyway, we went on to listening to this true crime podcast the whole way home about the JonBenet murders and shit like that. And I don't know. I liked it. Just
nice.
Went out with Molly listening to some podcast action.
Yeah. You guys had FaceTimed me and talking about Taco Bell. And Molly said she puts the ball in her mouth. She puts the whole ball in her mouth and then crushes it until it goos in her mouth.
There's
and then you
writing.
Expected me to go, yeah, that's a good description, instead of being like, yeah, keep talking.
There's a right and a wrong way to eat Cinnabon Bites. And so the line at Taco Bell was stupid long, and it took forever. And we got up to the window, and Molly's like, ask if we can order Cinnabon Bites. And I'm like, fuck no, I'm not going to do that, because then they're just going to spit on our Cinnabon Bites, because they're going to be like, fuck, these dumb bitches didn't order them at the window, or they're just going to tell us no. So she didn't let me forget that I didn't ask for Cinnabon Bites, and then she just imagined she was eating them.
Such sadness.
You asked us to describe Taco Bell. I'm like, it's the same five ingredients in different shapes,
yeah,
and sizes. All tastes like dog food.
I've never really had Taco Bell. I mean, I have, but I didn't eat it a lot. Like, I've eaten a lot of McDonald's, but I haven't eaten a lot of Taco Bell.
I hadn't been there in, like, at least a year before that, but we were unfamiliar with the area, and we're like, we're just going to pick the next food place we see, and it just happened to be a Taco Bell. I'm like, fuck. All right.
Since you're out here, you didn't get your White Castle?
No, 5 a.m. White Castle. That's right. That was a good night. We stayed up all night, and at 5 a.m., I was like, fuck, I'm hungry. What's open? You guys were like, not Taco Bell.
Denny's.
White Castle.
I remember we had a sleepover and you fell asleep on the floor and Trey fell asleep on the floor. You guys weren't even close to each other. And I was like, oh, yeah, Liz was sleeping with Trey.
I don't even know who Trey is.
Yeah, Trey.
Trey. I'll, are you making this up?
Absolutely not. I don't want to describe him because it's going to sound racist. Trey is my black friend.
Not racist. I don't remember. I don't remember that. I remember like eating White Castle with. Okay. Hey, Trey. What up, Trey?
That's Trey.
I don't really remember that. I remember there were a couple nights I just crashed at your house because it's a long drive. And I'm not going to lie, driving through the woods in Willow Springs creeped me the fuck out because I always just expected to see a, I don't know.
Resurrection maybe, Mary or something?
Yeah. I always talk about.
Be more afraid of like a deer popping out.
You know, that's what insurance is for. But yeah, like if you see some creepy fucked up shit, that scars you for life. And insurance doesn't cover that.
I guess. But if a deer pops out in front of you and you get scared and swerve into a tree and die, insurance isn't going to cover that.
I was in a car that hit a tree once and I didn't die. And I feel like it's, you know.
Yeah, now you just can't remember whole ass people.
No, that's from the accident I had falling off the horse. I'm pretty sure I have memory issues. Yeah. That was a bad accident. Yeah, I threw up. They literally, like, I remember the doctor's like, we don't know why you can't stop throwing up. Here's a bag of barf bags. Good luck. And then I threw up in the waiting room getting ready to leave. It was a good time. So if I don't remember things, people, don't be offended. I got a few screws loose up in there.
You said that that's one of your favorite horses, the one that you fell off of.
Yeah.
And that she lets you eat under her?
Yeah, there was a really hot day. And
do horses not let people eat under them?
It's not the brightest idea because think about it. It's an animal that moves and they can't see under their stomachs. And they're just, you know, usually some horses get really scared of everything. And if they spook, like, you're going to get hit in the head with a hoof.
Okay.
But this horse is, I trust her more than I do most people, right? So it was a really hot day and there was no shade. And I was desperate to just sit under something with shade for like 2 minutes. And I just sat under her and I lunched and it was great. It was great. She's a really good horse. She's really, 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 really old for a horse. And I hope she lives forever. She's going to live forever.
Good luck.
Yeah. It's actually Faye's horse.
Hmm.
She's beautiful.
Rock on.
Rock on.
Well. Anything else that you can think of that you'd like to discuss?
I don't know, Lou.
We could
talk literally all night, but
we've been on an hour seven.
We should leave some things up for another time for when the trio is here all together.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know when that's going to be. You know,
Brittany
lives very far away.
Brittany, okay, we'll end on this. So Brittany and we made it a point that we're going to try to visit her at least once a year. And then she's going to visit us at least once a year. So the next time that we're all together and we congregate in the state, the beautiful state of Illinois, we'll have to make it happen.
We shall see. All right. Thank you for being here today.
I love you, Lou. Thanks for having me.
I love you.
Me.